Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Good morning, I'm Daniel Hardacre, and welcome to your two-minute briefing. It's Thursday, the 21st of March, and Mel Stride, the Work and Pensions Secretary, has warned that Britain's approach to mental health is in danger of having gone too far, and that the normal anxieties of life are being labelled as an illness. Speaking as he unveiled plans to make 150,000 people signed off with work with mild conditions look for a job, Mel Stride said that the benefits bill was being pushed up by the problem. In an interview with The Telegraph, he suggested an increased public focus on talking about mental health had led to people effectively self-diagnosing conditions. Next, a Lancet study has found that the world population is expected to fall for the first time since the Black Death because of plummeting birth rates. The decline in the number of children women are having has started to slow the growth of the global population, which stands at just over 8 billion, and could mean it starts to fall within decades. It would be the first time that the number of people on the planet has decreased since the Black Death bubonic plague pandemic killed as many as 50 million people in the mid-1300s, including up to a third of the population of Europe. Finally, Rwanda flights are set to be delayed as the Lords inflicted a series of heavy defeats on Rishi Sunak's landmark legislation, pushing back the passage of his bill until after Easter. Peers refused to back the legislation and voted by majorities of between 30 and 55 to reinstate 7 amendments to the legislation. It will now have to be considered again by MPs when they return from their Easter recess on April 15th. The Commons had rejected all 10 of the Lords' previous amendments on Monday. Elsewhere in the Telegraph today, Alastair Heath declares that Western civilization is being driven to oblivion by the false prophets of diversity. For now, though, that's all from us until your next briefing this evening, which comes from Joshua Hughes.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.